Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Only from our friends at Rocket Mortgage. We have Boccioni and also Ryan Hickey back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update coming up here in a few moments. We're based on huge opinions, yours and mine. Man, I was just talking with Hickey, telling him that I don't know, you know, if Zion comes back, maybe Duke, but they don't play enough defense. In Tennessee, you saw their defense against Kentucky today. They're going to be a tough out in the NCAA tournament. I don't think Gonzaga's schedule warrants a one seed, but they're going to get a one seed. I love how everybody talks about strength of schedule, and then because you have a great record, you're going to get a one seed. I don't know if the ACC deserves two ones. Michigan might be able to play their way into a one seed if they would get Maryland on Sunday, beat Michigan State on the road a week from tonight, and then don't lose their opener in the Big Ten tournament. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, Zion, are they just holding him back for the tournament? Will he play again? You know, does Duke play enough defense? Because I look at the NCAA tournament, and I look at Villanova winning it last year, and they combine defense on one end, and then they could shoot lights out on the other. And Tennessee reminds me of Villanova. They really do. And with how physical and long the college basketball season is now, and the regular season means something. I know you want to get your regular season title in your conference, but then you get another shot in the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. Yeah, I'm looking right now across college basketball in Duke, Gonzaga, you know, Jerry Palm at CBSSports.com, their bracketologist. You know, Duke a one seed. You know, Kentucky drops from that one. Tennessee jumps up. You know, I've watched Michigan handle North Carolina earlier in the year, and I'm glad Roy Williams is doing okay. I heard Jody Mack talking about it when I was getting ready to come on air, and, you know, he collapsed and said it was a bad case of vertigo. Still did his post-game press conference. That's toughness for Roy in North Carolina. I don't think they play enough defense. You know, I'm trying to look, you know, Kentucky doesn't play enough defense. You know, Michigan State, they're down Ward, Langford. Tom Izzo has done a masterful job to keep them in the Big Ten regular season race. You know, I don't know if they can sustain it. If they get Ward back for the NCAA tournament, their big man, Nick Ward, they could be a factor. You know, Houston got knocked off by Central Florida. I've never looked at them like they're going to be a Final Four team. Michigan can play some defense, but they don't have depth. That's why I look at Tennessee. I also like Marquette, man. I know they can be up and down, but I like the physical nature and the defense they can bring with also Thornton, who can score from anywhere. So it's March. We'll talk some college basketball coming up later in this broadcast. I will also get to the NFL Combine. I don't know why I'm watching it, but I have the last 2 days. All I do is complain on my statewide show in Michigan that I'm not watching the combine. It's not, it's like having a peep camera at a gym. And you're watching workouts. And there's really no football in it outside of a football being thrown in certain drills. It's about measuring hands, height, and how being over 5'10 and having 9 5/8 hands. Kyler Murray now has become a conversation piece as the overall number one pick, or not falling any further than the top three. I was looking at CBSSports.com. They're mock drafts after his measurements. And I'm going number one to the Raiders. Like Gruden trading up. And then you got Kingsbury, who was hired surprisingly by Arizona. He recruited Kyler Murray down in Texas. How does he not take him? Rosen goes to the Giants. He's their next QB. You know, Manning gets one more year, and they get Rosen, then would have 2 years in the NFL. Don't tell me you're Arizona and you're going to put your future in Rosen when you have the next Pat Mahomes in waiting in Kyler Murray. You have to take him. He's going to draw people in. He's the story of the combine. You're Arizona. You have to take him. You do. And now because of his measurements, which I've discussed his hand size and the fact that he's a little over 5'10", it was like breaking news. And I look at it and say, you're Arizona. Your franchise is dead in the water right now. Nothing against Bosa. He's going to be able to get after a quarterback, but what do you want right now? You got Kingsbury? Is he known for defense? Anywhere he's coached, any point in his life, Kingsbury has been about being a quarterback, coaching quarterbacks, and having that air raid offense. And guess who fits in? Better than any quarterback. You know, Mahomes can't run like Murray can. It's a no-brainer that the Cardinals take him, but this is the NFL. And I always wonder how some men get into the position of making decisions. I guess because you have a nice resume, right? Man, I watch Murray. If you go back to that Oklahoma-Alabama game, and they had a horrible start. But his ability, and it's not just his speed to tuck the ball and run. His ability with his speed to bump out and keep a play going is what makes him special. Mahomes has a little bit of that where he'll run that play action, he'll slide out, he'll sling it sidearm, look like he's, you know, playing shortstop, you know, deep in the hole and making a throw to first, some acrobatic play to keep a drive alive. That's what Murray's going to do. And if you think Cliff Kingsbury, hired by Arizona, and the NFL stands for not for long, if you think he's going to go with Josh Rosen, who is a prototypical NFL pocket drop back passer. And I know he has skills. I'm not debating that. But he seems more in the mold of what the Giants have in Eli Manning. And they got Gettleman, who's an old school front office guy. And Rosen would fit. So you make a deal with the Giants and you take Murray one. And your season ticket holders, the jersey sales, everybody goes crazy. They're going to want to put the Cardinals on TV to watch Kyler Murray because he's the second coming of Pat Mahomes. You know, I look at Baker Mayfield. I look at the leadership. I look at Kyler Murray, and I don't think his dad is going to be the helicopter dads that we see. And you, to me, he's can't miss. And the NFL is caught in a line in the sand that is old school, prototypical quarterbacks and offense, and it's Lamar Jackson meets Pat Mahomes. And there is this changing of the guard to a point that you can say Mahomes and the Chiefs are a couple plays away, maybe an offsides call from winning the AFC and being in the Super Bowl, and then who knows, maybe even Super Bowl champions. Mahomes is the MVP, was the best player in the league. And if I'm Arizona, you have to take Murray. You do. You have to take Murray. And I start to look at Haskins, who I think is the best thrower, the best NFL-type QB. I thought he was amazing at Ohio State. You would think he would go to the Giants, right? I think Jacksonville. Do you go with Foles? I'm trying to think of teams where Nick Foles is going to end up. I mean, there's some pretty good young quarterbacks, especially at the top now with Murray and Haskins. You know, Foles' options are what? Is it Jacksonville just a done deal? Then you're Jacksonville and you don't need a quarterback. You know, Bengals, you know, Haskins could end up playing in Ohio, college and pro. Could be a Dolphin. You know, think about Kyler Murray. When the season ended and you start getting your first mock drafts at CBSSports.com, he was projected what? High second round. Oh, Bill Belichick would love to have him as an option with Brady. Yeah, like, you know, 32. And now the dude has skyrocketed to number one. And Cliff Kingsbury, the air raid offense, the guy who recruited him out of high school. There's no way he can't take him. There's no way he can pass. No way at all that he can pass on Kyler Murray. So there you go. There's the combine information for the quarterbacks. Then I'm watching these tight ends, and I'm looking at new hairstyles for the kids. And I don't want to be the old man, but some of these hairstyles, are looking too futuristic. It's like Hunger Games. Is there like a haircut salon now nationwide for kids? And when I say kids, like, you know, 20-something, like Hunger Games hairstyles? My Lord. Get off my lawn. So our first huge question of the night, how many people think Kyler Murray should be the overall number one pick by Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals? You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. You agree or disagree with me? At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I also want to give some love. I was running tight to the start of this show. I talked with Hickey earlier in the day, and I was at the annual Robert Kosminski Charity Basketball Games on the west side of Michigan at Grand Rapids Kennewick Hills High School. They honor the late Bob Kosminski. He was a Grand Rapids police officer killed in the line of duty. And they keep his legacy going through basketball game, softball tournament, and a golf tournament every June with Johnny Brand Sr. and all the Brand's locations. And I'm involved in everything they do because I'm a big supporter of law enforcement and our military. We had a former Marine, Johnny Ortiz, do the PA. I had a great crowd raising money for a Kent County Sheriff's deputy whose child was born with some birth defects, also honoring the Kosminski family and the late Bob Kosminski. It was just such a feel-good night. It really was. So I want to salute the Grand Rapids Police Department for allowing me to play on their team, the Kent County Sheriff's Department, Kosminski family, and everybody who showed up, and also everybody across North America who is connected to law enforcement. I appreciate the people you know and what they do, and they serve and protect us all. And no matter what the media tries to tell us, the majority of Americans, and I thank my friends to the North and Canada, respect all the men and women and what they do every day to try and keep us safe. And on a lighter note, the game I found out from Tommy Warwick, who works for the Grand Rapids Police Department. The Grand Rapids Police Department lost by one in overtime to the Kent County Sheriff's Department. But at the end of the day, they raised $18,000 in the name of the late Bob Kosminski, a Grand Rapids police officer killed in the line of duty. Thank you so much for a wonderful evening on the west side of Michigan. To all the callers online, stick around. North America will hear you next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. We have Hickey and Boccioni. We were just telling Long Island stories about Richie Neitzel and Lake Ronkonkoma. They're Long Islanders. Are you guys Islander fans? Hickey? Boccioni?
No, we're actually both Rangers fans, which is ironic.
Really? Yeah, I thought that was pretty weak, what they did with Tavares. So, whatever. I mean, you know, home fans, you know. They love you when you're there. When you leave, you're the enemy. I remember when Rasheed Wallace, you know, before he came to the Pistons, you know, and I grew up a Pistons fan, I'm like, that guy's, he's the biggest idiot on earth in basketball. Then he joins the Pistons. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's the greatest teammate ever. That's how it works. I don't take booing personally. I mean, it would be interesting in our jobs, okay, doing a national show on CBS Sports Radio. That if there was a crowd, let's say to my right, there's bleachers, and I'll just go with 100 people, and I'm doing the Saturday Night Huge Show across U.S. and Canada, but the 100 people could react like, boo, I don't want to hear about your charity basketball game. Boo, get off the air. Could you imagine at your job if you had to, like, people could and they can do it in a way now because of Twitter and Facebook, but verbally, and they can do it when they get on air and start ripping you. But then you can control it, and I can tell Hickey and Boccioni, they're pretty, not pretty good. They are real good call screeners. You can dump them. You can, you know, hang up on them. But if you had the live audience that could rip you at your job, it'd be like being at a sub shop, okay? And both Boccioni and Hickey grew up on Long Island. And let's just say you walk up to a sub shop and you grab some chips and there's the counter and all the meats and you don't know if you want your sub toasted. And the sub maker has a crowd of 50 people who are there. Oh, are you... Hey, you can't even toast a ham and bacon the right way. Think about in your job if people could boo you. If they could boo you. Hickey, when was the last time you booed anybody anywhere in sports? Last time you just went nuts on either a team you cheer for or the opposition, not in front of your TV. Not in front of your mobile device watching a game. I'm talking in person at a sporting event the last time you booed somebody or just ripped them.
Oh, I mean, almost every game I go to in person, so that would just be...
That doesn't sound like you. You sound too nice and quiet and respectful. Are you psycho man when you go to a game?
No, not psycho man, but, you know, I like to let the players know my dislike for them.
I am stunned. I thought you would be like one of those nice little prim and proper guys go... Excuse me, Mr. Tavares, but you are a traitor. Can I get some more Grey Poupon on my hot dog? And Boccioni, you seem like a quiet guy. When was the last time you booed anybody at a stadium?
I was actually at the Brooklyn Nets game last night, and they put up a horrendous second quarter, so I was expressing myself in that one.
Who? The Hornets blew them out last night, right?
Yeah, the Hornets.
So you were booing? Is it beer booing infused, or is it... Non-alcoholic booing.
It's a little bit. A couple of alcoholic drinks might have helped out the booing cause there.
See, I'm not a... I will chirp, and I'm not the crazy sports dad. But if there's a call... Here's my line with my kids in sports. I don't rip coaches. I don't rip refs. But if the refs are letting a game get away from them, and my kid or other kids are getting hurt or the potential to getting hurt... Then I'll pipe a couple lines right at the ref, like, okay, where's your CNI dog? Did you have a carrot omelet, or did you forget to do that this morning? So I never could coach my kids. I can tell you that right now. I cannot coach my kids because I'm too competitive. I'm not the crazy. I'm not the great Santini, but I just never could do it. I just couldn't. I'm too competitive. But now, as you know, with five kids and learning through your children, I hate refs that, you know, you want to let adults go, you know, even a college game, let them go and don't call anything and both sides of the floor, ice, whatever, can you let it go, football game. But with kids, no, the refs got to control it so the kids don't get hurt. We do have our first huge question of the night if you want to join in. I was talking about Kyler Murray. And I'm telling everybody that there's no way he can't be number one this year. He has to be the overall number one pick by Kingsbury in the Arizona Cardinals. How many of you agree with me that Kyler Murray will be the number one pick by Arizona in the NFL draft? You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Is he the most electrifying player in the draft? I think that's an easy yes. I think it's an easy yes to go number one. You know, Bosa, you're Arizona. Are you going to win with defense? It's kind of like I look at these teams. Well, we need a tight end. We need this. We need this piece. You're a GM. You're a head coach. I don't care if you're a first-year guy like Wilkes was shown the door out in Arizona, or you've been there 10 years. Unless you're coming off a championship, unless you're coming off a deep playoff run, or maybe a team that has just made the playoffs for the first time in a while, you don't have 3 or 4 years to build something. Who are the players that can help you win games right now? And the flip side, who are the players who can bring excitement? Look what Baker Mayfield did for the Cleveland Browns. Look what that man did. Nothing against anybody else on that roster. Nick Chubb will be an All-Pro for years to come. How Hugh Jackson sat him and would not play him. Part of the reason why Hugh Jackson was shown the door. Look what Baker Mayfield did. And you know what? He backs up everything he talks. And he's Kyler Murray's not the Hollywood type like Mayfield. But I look at Mahomes, and you know, he's at a KC United soccer match getting the crowd pumped up. He's a winner. That's why I look at this combine, and I watched it the last 2 days. I just want winners. I wish, as Jody Mack said earlier on CBS Sports Radio, I wish we could hear the interviews. Even edited out, right? You know, some of the secrets that the NFL teams didn't want, but I want to hear that guy present himself. That, to me, is what defines greatness. You know, Drew Brees, and I've told you the story. When I was in Austin, Texas, doing talk radio, he was at Austin Westlake, and none of the Texas schools wanted him. Nobody wanted him. He ends up at Purdue. Said, I'll spend my life proving people wrong. Told me that in an interview at the age of what, 18? I don't even know if he even turned 18. This was before his freshman year at Purdue, before he was leaving for fall camp. It was like a July interview. And you read the stories about him putting a sign, he won't take my job, in his garage and waking up at 5:30 in the morning and working out, right? You look at Brady. Everybody waiting for the downfall of Brady. I mean, you look at these guys. Well, Aaron Rodgers is getting old. They're just leaders. Arizona needs to take Kyler Murray number one. So you agree or disagree with me? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tomorrow at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific on CBS Sports Network. Get ready for a tough defensive battle as the San Antonio Commanders collide with the Birmingham Iron. It's the Alliance of American Football in the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. That league's doing pretty well. TV ratings are staying strong. Attendance will be hit or miss. I think with the right financial backing, it will become an arm of the NFL. Because look at what the Combine does. And I mentioned that I'm watching it yesterday. I'm checking in today, eating breakfast, and I'm watching tight ends. And I mean that in a football term, okay? The NFL, we can't get enough of it in America, no matter what Roger Goodell does, no matter the Bob Kraft story, which, by the way, unless that video is released, nothing will happen to Bob Kraft. Unless that video is released, he will not be moved out of his ownership position with the New England Patriots. He'll get the fine. He'll get the suspension. Just like Irsay did with the Colts. If that video is released, even with the pixeled graphic content blotted out, then he's done. And he'll have to sign it over to his son. If that video is released. Reports of that alleged video with graphic sexual activities and paying for sexual favors. If that video's there and it's released to the public, Freedom of Information Act, however it happens, then it's over. It's game over. It's Ray Rice. And then some will say, well, Kareem Hunt got a second chance. Well, okay. And all the Browns took a flyer on him. That video isn't as graphic. I know when you say, I'm not trying to categorize domestic violence, right? You look at the San Francisco Giants situation, and it's a chair, and it's an argument, and I'm not categorizing things. But, you know, the Ray Rice video, a woman being dragged out of an elevator, seemed to be at a higher level than the Kareem Hunt hotel lobby or hotel floor video. That's where we're at right now in society. We're on this, we and why it's us, because we're not, you know, summoned to a jury pool. We're not there at ground zero to know all the story from both sides, but we become the court of public opinion. And you can decide futures. And accusations and allegations can crush lives. And on the flip side, a woman standing strong to stand up against domestic violence, she has a right to her voice being heard and due process and justice in our court system. But man, we run with accusations and allegations, or we'll look at a video and just read it from our mobile device while we're sitting eating breakfast. Oh, you know why that Giants. Hey, oh, look at that video. And we'll just judge somebody. And we do not know the story. We're in this TMZ world. We'll watch a combine video and judge whether or not somebody can make it. Hello, will you please put up the Tom Brady combine video and how'd that work? Huh? How'd that come into play with the greatest quarterback ever in the NFL? Speaking of quarterbacks, our first huge question of the night, I say Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals will take Kyler Murray at number one. They would be fools if they passed, and then the ideal trade spot for Rosen would be to be behind Manning for a year with the Giants. So in regards to Kyler Murray, how many of you agree he will be the first player selected by Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Gerald in Houston, listening on AM 610. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, sir. How are you doing? Always happy to speak with you.
Same here, Gerald.
You know, we have seen Kyler Murray, the type of quarterback, before. If we were to take another, go back a year, Lamar Jackson would not have been a 25th pick. So we've seen this before. Good athletic quarterbacks, Michael Vick, and so forth. The thing that I'm asking you is, do we just give up on quarterbacks after the first year? Because remember, the NFL is a totally different beast. Once they get film on you, your second or third year, they know your tendencies. Tom Brady comes along every once in a generation, someone who can pick apart a team in 3 seconds. And we will see, because Kyler Murray went to A&M and he didn't do as well. He goes to Oklahoma and he does well. So the question that I have is, what are you going to do? Now, you're going to give up on this gentleman that you have in Arizona to draft Kyler Murray, and how long do you give Kyler Murray before you get the next flavor of the month and say, well, it didn't work out with Kyler Murray, let's try again? That's my only question when you say draft him number one, because Lamar Jackson wasn't drafted until the last play of the first round. And now next year you get in a similar type of quarterback, and then you want him to be number one. So I'm trying to get a feel on where we're going with this. Because I always thought quarterbacks were big and strong. But remember, with the New England Patriots and the Rams, they picked that young quarterback apart. Because the NFL, like I say, is a totally different beast. Everybody's fast. There's no slow players in the NFL. And the quarterback in Kansas City, 2 or 3 years from now, we will be able to make a good judgment on what type of quarterback he is, he will be for the remainder of his career. I can remember the gentleman in San Francisco who just won that suit. Remember when everybody thought he was the flavor of the month because he was fast, and now we find out he's not. But in essence, I do agree with you. He should be number one.
All right. Well, thank you, Gerald. I appreciate you listening down in Houston on AM 610. You know, when you say give up on Josh Rosen, hey, they gave up on Steven Wilkes. He got 1 year. Okay, that's it. They moved on. They went and hired Cliff Kingsbury. If they're moving that fast on their head coach, you don't know if Rosen's going to pan out. Granted, they were a horrible team, the worst in the NFL last year. That's why they're picking overall number one, talking about the Arizona Cardinals. So why you have Cliff Kingsbury was a surprise hire. His offense is the air raid offense. Mahomes, Kyler Murray. You know, what NFL teams are doing, Lamar Jackson pushing Joe Flacco out, and now, you know, he's with the Broncos, and who knows if John Elway can judge quarterbacks or if John Elway doesn't want any big-name quarterbacks outside of him, which people have thrown out on Twitter. But then I'm like, wait a minute. He brought Manning in. All right, so kill that. Elway knows what he's doing in Denver. Yeah, you know, Paxton Lynch, Case Keenum made money because of the year he had with the Vikings. But he's going to run the, I think he's going to run a similar Chiefs. It won't be totally Texas Tech out in Arizona. But Kyler Murray, he'll sell seats, he'll sell tickets. If it doesn't work out, well, if Cliff Kingsbury doesn't work out, then he's gone. Hey, they moved on their head coach in a year out in Arizona. Not for long is what the NFL stands for. Not for long. And one note about Brady. Can somebody tell me why other teams haven't copied that offense? Yeah, I know you don't have Brady. You don't have Belichick. You don't have Gronk. Okay, I get that. But why wouldn't you copy that? Oh, because he's NFL front office guys and head coaches and assistant coaches and coordinators all want to do their own thing. You know, speaking of coaches and coordinators, my conspiracy theory on Witten coming back to the Cowboys, I think he's going to be their next head coach. Jerry Jones would love to put Witten in because then Jerry can basically coach the team. I'm telling you, out of nowhere for Witten to leave Monday Night Football, maybe it wasn't so much out of nowhere because that Monday Night Football team was bad. They were weak. They were minor league in their presentation. Individually, Booger McFarland's a great analyst. Witten was raw, and they were hoping they hit Tony Romo gold with another former Cowboy. And they just didn't have a big feel to it. It had a Thursday night college football game feel to it, not Monday night football. But I think he's going back. He's going to be the next head coach of the Cowboys. That's my conspiracy theory. I have nothing. It's just a gut feeling. Let's go to Joey in Massachusetts. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, so you were saying you think Kyler Murray is going to be the number one in Arizona?
Yeah, I because of Kingsbury. If it wasn't Kingsbury, if Wilkes was still there, I'd say, no, he's a defensive guy. He's going with Bosa. I just feel because of Kingsbury, yeah, that natural connection that Murray's going number one.
I agree with that, but at the same time, you think on the defensive end, you got Patrick Peterson's your best guy, and he's not that young anymore. So I think they're good. I think they'll go with Nick Bosa, seeing as they need a pass rusher. They don't have anybody that's not washed up anymore. Chandler Jones is kind of, you know, getting up there. I think it's Nick Bosa.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate you listening to Massachusetts. Tony in Washington, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. Yeah, we got some big scares up here in the Seattle area. Russell Wilson's contract runs out next year, at the end of next year. Paying Russell Wilson isn't going to be the problem. Seattle will pay anything to retain him. The problem is Sierra. She has stated that she wants Russell Wilson on the East Coast where she's based. And you're looking at if this is a relationship decision that he's got to make, he's going to do what any man does, and he's going to adhere to what his spouse wants. So I was thinking, you know, as ghastly as this thing is, I think the Seahawks might have to trade Russell Wilson. And I was hoping maybe they would trade him to, like, Philadelphia.
You know what?
Wentz.
Yeah, but I guess it would depend, and thanks for the call, Tony, in Washington, it would depend if now with Foles gone and with Wentz there, I called him Fence, which is a combination of Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. Yeah, I could see if he doesn't pan out, but Wilson's not going to go there and be a backup. I still think Kaepernick might end up as a backup in Carolina. I do. I really do. Cam Newton. There's just, you know, Reed has worked out well there. Again, nothing conclusive, just a gut feeling, a huge opinion. But the East Coast, all right, where? Brady said in New England he's got a quarterback until he's 80. Jets have Darnold. Giants aren't going to go to Russell Wilson after Eli Manning. I think the Josh Rosen scenario works if they don't draft Haskins to be his backup in this year's draft. Baltimore has Lamar Jackson. East Coast, you're saying, you know, D.C., the Redskins. That's interesting. Maybe that might be the one East Coast team that's, you know, searching for a quarterback. Yeah, I could see Russell Wilson in the nation's capital. That would be interesting. That's about the only East Coast team. Ryan's not going anywhere with Atlanta. Cam's in Carolina. Where Wentz in Philly. I know Big Ben. I don't see any East Coast destination outside of D.C. Let's go to George in Cleveland listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Huge. I got a couple things I'd like to ask you. I'd like your opinion on this. Say Kraft gets acquitted in court. Do you think the NFL is still going to punish him?
No. Maybe. Okay. And thanks for the call, George in Cleveland. It might be a mild fine, but if he's found innocent, no, you can't punish innocent people. I get the, you know, the public image, maybe a mild fine. The whole key, and he's pleaded, you know, not guilty. The whole thing is about that video. I think the solicitation, I think the heat on that has dropped immensely. That big name that Adam Schefter reported from the Bristol Network hasn't materialized. So if that pixeled video of graphic sexual action with the Patriots owner allegedly on the same day the Chiefs were hosting the Patriots, if that comes out, he has to sign the team over to his son. If it doesn't, then again, he might just settle for a fine, a suspension with the NFL, and they'll move on. The video would be catastrophic to Bob Kraft's legacy. It would. It would be catastrophic if that video is ever released. If you want to join in our first huge question of the night, how many people agree with me that Kyler Murray should go and will go number one to Cliff Kingsbury in the Arizona Cardinals in the NFL draft? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also, if you miss a show, Hickey and the crew and Boccioni, they put up the podcast at CBSSportsRadio.com. Also, if you lose the show because there's a local game or maybe where you're traveling, you get out of reach of that local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, XM Sirius Channel 206. Anywhere you go, you can hear CBS Sports Radio on the Saturday Night Huge Show on XM Sirius Channel 206.